Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and this is Blog Talk Radio. This is Access Astrology, and I am Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Minnesota. I have normally two wonderful co-hosts, Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley, and they may be joining us shortly. Now, Mercury is finally direct, and that has been such a relief to so many of us. But it is still exactly conjunct Pluto, or it's half a degree apart. And while Mercury is conjunct Pluto, we're still having the sadness, the emotions, the exchange, the questions around how we communicate. And right after Mercury begins to pull away this week, Venus comes along and conjuncts Pluto in a very short period of time. It'll be there through February 5th. Once we get past that, we're going to be really looking forward and moving forward at a fast pace. So let's see what we can do to get that in line and get our emotional life cleared away and centered now before, so we can get going. But because this Mercury-Pluto conjunction has been running on and off, but pretty steadily intact since before Christmas, many people are wondering if they are stuck there and if life is always going to be difficult. And the answer is no, it isn't. That if they've been feeling depressed lately, to just be with that, accept that at the moment, do that emotional work while we're in those deep places, and get ready to move forward. With Mercury, Venus, both in Capricorn right now, we've got competence and a strong work ethic. And when we're in an emotional mood swing, it can help to really get on our work. If we don't have a major project going on right now, what can we get done that will clear the grounds, because we won't have time for it when we get back to work? But if we do have a project, something that we can sink our teeth in, something that we can feel accomplished by completing, that we can check off our list or really, you know, get there, whether we're making a quilt, writing a book, you know, working for a political office, now is a good time to do this. Now, this Mercury-Pluto conjunction has brought up a lot of questions around, you know, death and rebirth, about how do we've lost so many people that have kept the idea that we could lose someone at any moment fresh in our minds when so many celebrities left over the last few, 6 weeks. But it also brings up, what do we do with the power of communication? And I see this so strongly in the political debates that are going on now. What is a good use of intense communication style? And what is totally inappropriate? Because we have, we're bullying people, or we're manipulating them, or we're, you know, strong-arming them. That's the negative part of Pluto. Are we speaking for a hopeful moment? Are we using the Capricorn to take us to a higher goal, to climb that mountaintop? Or are we using the power struggle to bring up more of the negative Pluto, or more of the hatred and anger and the feeling that someone else is responsible for our pain, not us? We can watch this in the political headlines. We may need to look at it in our own communication, even how we talk to ourselves. Are we being kind to ourselves? Are we focusing on what can work? Or are we berating ourselves? And to take it to the highest place, Pluto is perfectly capable of using depression as a means to pry us out of our worst emotional habits. So we find ourselves getting depressed. Let's look at the quality of our thought, where we're taking a mind, where we've chosen to perseverate or obsess, and choose carefully to put our mind on something else. Now, this is going to intensify through next Friday, not just this Friday, but the following Friday. We've got a Mars-Uranus quincunx coming up as Venus conjuncts Pluto. We'll feel that intensity coming and going, and that question about how we're using our communication styles. And even though Mercury is moving forward and it'll be easier in a few days to get our point across, and our writing done and the communication working, we may still have that emotional heaviness if we don't have work to go through. But that changes pretty quickly on the following weekend. We'll talk more about that next week. But we see Mercury coming up to trine Jupiter shortly after that, and the new moon in Aquarius on the following Monday really begins a new cycle of working together, a new vision of where we're going, a new ability to make contacts and to bring in allies. So if you're looking to get funding for a project, if you're pitching a proposal, if you're trying to get grant money, or are you just trying to, you know, exercise some new friendships, start aiming for the week of February 9th on. And in the meantime, what's the emotional work that we need to catch up with? Now, I see a lot of callers on the line. If you want to speak to me, raise your hand by hitting, I think it's star one. They give you the information when you come on. Otherwise, if anybody's interested in calling in, our number is 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. So I'm going to take some callers and see how far we go. Okay. Hello, 484, you're on the line. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather. It's Hi. Andy. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yes, happy to, Andy. And when were you born and what is your question?
March 24th, 1965.
Mm-hmm.
At 12:05 p.m.
Okay.
In Urbana, Illinois.
Okay. 12:05 p.m. in Urbana.
Yes.
And what's your question?
My question is, I've been doing some really intense caretaking of a sick pet. Including some tube feedings, and he's getting better. He's actually getting better.
How old
and
is
I'm
your
just
pet?
Sort of, he's only about 3.5. And I'm
so
just sort of wondering.
You know, the Mercury Pluto conjunction and the Mercury and the Venus Pluto conjunction are happening in your sixth house, which is health. It's also small animals. So you've been living out this near-death experience, because Mercury-Pluto conjunction asks us to look at life and death in the face, in the house of small animals. You've been doing it rather literally. Are you taking care of your own health in the process?
Yes. I've been getting B12 shots every week and setting aside time to sleep. Most definitely.
That's wonderful. I suspect that you will know, you know, again, in the charts, we see the end of an illness or a freedom for the other person or the pet, and dying and getting better look kind of the same, because the pain is over. It's everybody else's chart that we can see the sadness. So I don't see an increase in sadness in your chart. I see you moving out of this tough place, and that Mercury-Pluto conjunction formed a trine to your chart, to your third house, so it really affected your thinking heavily. But it looks like, I suspect it's going to start, that it's just turned the corner in the last few days.
Yes.
And it's just, and it could probably get better, and you will know for sure by around February 6th or 7th.
Okay.
So
he's taught me so much.
So much.
So much on so many levels.
Yeah. Take care of yourself as much as the dog, as the animal. Is it dog?
It's
a
dog, yeah.
Yeah.
Dog,
take care. You know, I have a special soft part in my heart for dogs. So take as good care of yourself as you do of your dog. And it feels like the just sitting present and looking at death in the face so you can be more fully alive.
Excellent. Thank
you
so much.
It looks like it helps if you read to your dog, that just the sound of your voice is soothing.
Okay.
So try that.
I can sure do that.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And hello, 907, you're on the line. How can I help you?
Is that me?
Yes.
Oh, Heather.
Yes. How can I help you?
This is Susie from New York. I just wanted to know if you had a chance to go outside and look up at the moon conjunct Jupiter in person.
Oh, yes, I did. And isn't it glorious?
Oh, my God.
It is so beautiful. And that's the news for anybody tonight. If you can get out there and look up, it is beautiful. And, I mean, it's exactly conjunct. It was the last hour. And it's not exactly parallel, but it's conjunct and it's gorgeous. And first thing in the morning, you can see all the planets lined up. So it's a special morning tomorrow morning if you can get up before sunrise.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's all I wanted to say.
Wonderful. Thank you. And enjoy.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Okay.
Hello, 550, you're on the line. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Julia.
Hi, Julia.
My birthday is 3/23/77.
Okay, 3/23/1977, yes.
At 8:55 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And where?
In Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
New York.
And what's your question?
My question is job related, and I just kind of, it's a kind of demotion I just received yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And with talk of new information coming, I wanted to brace myself, and I was wondering if you could help me kind of wrap my head around that.
Has this been coming for a while? It looks like there's been some difficulty within the work over the last 6 months, like behind-the-scenes problems, not necessarily with you directly, but the whole company.
That's fair. That's fair.
And that you're sort of – what you're seeing now is a fallout from what happened over the last 6 months, in particular the last couple of months. What you may see is you know, there's some strong aspects for all kinds of good things happening in your life in the future, but the next 11 months, you're still doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work. It looks like there might have been some misunderstandings around you, just in, you know, with that Mercury-Pluto conjunction, and there's a lot of, sometimes when Mercury goes direct, we hear evidence of the misunderstandings that happened while we were, while Mercury was retrograde. So the news may be more about the health of the organization than it is about your position. But if there is any other problem, you can say, you can go back and go, I want to make sure I understand, and I want to make sure that there isn't a misperception. Can you help me understand what happened?
Lovely.
And use that as a way of, I'm not disagreeing with you, I just wonder if you have all the information, and I need to understand this. And see if you can use that to straighten out the misperceptions.
Great.
Now, how long have you been at this job?
A year and a half. August 2014 is when I was beginning.
Mm-hmm. What's the line of work?
HR, leadership development. So the new role, actually, I'm really excited about, even though it's not necessarily a step up, it's rather a step where I'd rather go into more coaching.
Mm-hmm. I think that fits you well, and I think at the moment it might be a safer job within the company.
Ah.
That if they're moving back, it feels like the whole company has retrenched a bit from a more aggressive position. So really
yeah.
they're trying to help people manage the best they can in their positions rather than develop leadership and launch ahead.
Great.
So play it up as that position. My suggestion would be to really appear like a team leader, like, you know, you're helping the whole team of your organization work better.
Yeah.
And you may choose to move to another company at some point. It looks like a comfortable move would be about 11, 12 months from now.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That was
Good
greatly
luck.
Helpful.
My
Thank
great pleasure.
You.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, 647, 649, you're on the line, air. How can I help you?
How's it going today?
Good, how is it with you?
I'm greater than great. You know what, I actually just meant to call in and listen.
Okay.
Minute. But, hey,
so you, don't...
you know, I, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, all right, I'm actually at work right now.
Okay, so you can't really talk.
Yeah, I'm nobody's around
okay.
me really right now.
Okay.
My birthday,
uh-huh.
September 10th, 1967.
September 10th,
1967.
57
67.
Or 67? 67. Okay. And when, what time?
10 o'clock a.m. in Detroit, 10 Michigan.
10 a.m. in Detroit. A city
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Turning itself around.
Yes,
and so, you're a fellow Virgo. I'm September 4th.
That I am, ma'am.
And what's your question and how can I help you?
Well, you know,
you didn't know you had a question.
It has to do with business.
Business.
With business. I'm actually in the process of wanting to do some business type stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, on my own, network marketing type stuff. But
good.
I'm enjoying what I'm doing. You know what I'm
uh-huh.
saying? Everything is just good.
Honey,
you know,
you're not
I,
built to have just one job. You've got a mutable son and a mutable, you know, you saw, you know that some, there were some pretty sketchy things that happened to you when you were a kid, it looks like, between 3
yeah.
and 10 years old. And you learn,
yeah,
like,
mom,
if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it myself, right?
Right. I'm like that now.
Yep. And you're highly competent. People like you. You've got a Libra rising. You've got a good first impression. You have Venus and Jupiter conjunct in Leo. You've got charisma. Moon in Sagittarius. You can talk to anybody.
Right.
You know, you got your Saturn's been in your house of finances. It is about to leave it, so people are going to start taking you really seriously by the end of the year.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
So you're in a situation. Your progressed moon, about 4 months ago, you decided, like, you wanted to break free of the situation that you're in, and you've been building up kind of community and connections to make it happen, right?
Wow. Yes, ma'am.
And this is a good year to get all the infrastructure set up behind the scenes. Don't hurry this, but, like, start lining it up. And it's good for
yeah,
you
yeah.
to have two jobs. Like, you start working that while you're doing this, because
right,
then
right,
you
right.
can count on it and you can do it the way you want to do it.
Exactly.
Okay?
Well, you know, ma'am, I'm a fellow Blog Talk show host as well.
Congratulations.
And,
what's your show?
Yeah, I got on... One in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's how I got on to this show. One of the followers, you know how they, the followers, somebody
yep, yep.
follows your show, they show it on the dashboard, and I love astrology, numerology.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought you guys would be on at 9, though. I was like, look, Dad, I knew you guys were coming on today. So.
Well, I'm glad you called in and checked it out. And again, I think you're good at handling, you start making mistakes when you get bored. So it's good for you to have more than one job going. You're a fair person, you're a good person, and your confidence is growing over time.
Works for me.
And you've been, the work that you've put in the last couple of years is building you a financial stability that'll really help you in the next 30-year cycle.
That's what's up.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Good work.
And you guys are on next Saturday, right?
We're on every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock Central and 11 o'clock p.m. East Coast and 8 Pacific. And, Ann Ortley has her own show on at another day, and I'm not quite sure when it is, but you could check her website, and she'd be happy to tell you.
Definitely.
Okay?
Definitely.
You good luck.
All right.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Take care.
Yep.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now let's see. Hello, 259. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm wondering if I can tell you the time and date of an press release for a petition that went really troublesome, and if you could tell me how it looks like and what's going to happen afterwards.
Okay, we'll give it a shot. And the petition was when?
January 11, 2016 at 11 a.m. But it is Istanbul time. It is 2 hours before London, Greenwich time.
Okay, and so it was in Istanbul?
Yes.
Okay, in Istanbul. And so this petition, was it about something that had happened in the past, a loss that had happened in the past?
Yes. It's about over 1,000 academics signed it to ask the Turkish government to stop siege and killings and war, civil war against the Kurdish population.
Yeah.
And now those academics are being accused of treason as enemy of state, and some of them already lost their jobs.
I'm so very sorry. I would have asked them not to put it in then. I would have said Mercury retrograde is one of the toughest times to be heard, and it's a Mercury-Pluto. It's about the whole issue of feeling heard and the difficulty of power. Now, the good news is Mercury is moving past the place where it was during that time. It's coming out direct. You may hear by mid-February a change in what's going on. Unfortunately, it looks like the people who did it were so upset that they weren't thinking too carefully about how to do this safely. They were really indignant, but they weren't thinking what would be effective. And they're academics, and I grew up around them. They're not the most practical people. It was their truth, but it looks like a difficult time. I think you may see some improvement in for the academics in the next few 6 weeks. But I would counsel them, from the looks of the chart of the time of this was, that they have to make their patriotism very clear. I love my country. I hate this part of it. And they didn't get that point across. I love my country, I believe in my people, and I feel like this is not fair to my country. And so if they can isolate the activity from the government and not look like they're against the government, but they're against the action, it would go easier for them. But if this may be because of the aspects, this may be, it may go because Mars was in Scorpio at the time, and Mars in Scorpio does not forget and does not forgive. So anything that we do in the next 6 to 9 months, people will not forget it, for better or for worse. So I don't think this is going away. I think it can soften, and there's some opportunities to repair the damage and to come back, you know, to be able to bear witness to what they believe in a way that's less harmful to themselves.
That would be great.
I'm so sorry,
about,
huh?
I am one of the signatories. Would you be able to tell me anything if I give you my
yes,
birth?
Yes, give me your birth information, and I'll see what I can do.
Okay. It is August 24, 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Around 9 a.m. in the morning, I was born, 9 or 9.30.
Mm-hmm.
And in Istanbul.
Okay. Ah. You're such an idealist and a good soul. There's some very tough and it looks like, are you in America now?
Yes.
Oh, good. The sad part is it looks like it may not be safe for you to go home for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's Pluto, your Venus is at 15 degrees of Cancer. And that Venus, that Mercury-Pluto conjunction I was talking about is directly opposite your Venus to the degree. And you love your homeland. It's Venus conjunct Cancer. You really love it. And to not be able to go home is hard. You're about 7 months away. You're finishing up a 30-year cycle in the next 7 months. You're in the last 7 months. You're at the balsamic phase of a progressed lunar new moon cycle. So your progressed moon conjunct Mars 3 and 4 months ago, there was great difficulty. You saw great difficulty as your progressed moon conjunct Mars and Pluto. And I think you had every reason for signing what you signed and doing what you did. And I think that and after 7 months, you may see that you're starting a new cycle, and it's not that is doesn't matter to you anymore. It's no longer the focus of your work. There's a shift.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shift for you, and that shift, you're starting a new 30-year cycle that peaks in success in about 10 to 15 years from now. So you've got, you're kind of in a sweeping, it's been hard to get energy building in your life. So I'm going to have to close up now because we're at the end of our time. But take very good care of yourself. I would not take too many risks for the next 6 to 9 months and do what you can from here. And then find that your wonderful critical voice returns.
Okay? Thank you. All right. Will I have to deal with quartz and stuff?
I don't think so. From here.
Okay.
I don't think. Good luck. I have to say goodbye.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. And that's such a powerful example of the aspects that are going on. I was so aware of recent losses. And we're at this turning point to keep our focus on where we want to go. And not feel like we're stuck in the pain, even though it can be this painful. For all of us, take care of your heart this week. Feel the turnaround coming. When in doubt, do what work that you can do. And we look forward to talking to you next week. Remember, I'm going to be in New York with Mark and Ann for, you can go to EventZilla and our names, and we'll get you there in the first weekend in March. We're doing a workshop. Take care. And good night.